Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Hey, I'm your host, John Workman, and welcome back to another day of the 30 Days of Cody. I appreciate you tuning in with me every day and seeing what kind of questions Cody can answer. Now, of course, these are just quick little tidbits, but that's what you're going to get with Cody. You know, he's not going to drone on and on with super long answers and these answers that are basically textbooks. You're wanting something quick, you're wanting something easy, you're wanting something fast that's going to get you going through the job or giving you a little piece of knowledge that you're needing right away. And so that's what Cody is designed for, to help you get the quick knowledge and to get you on your way. So today's question that we're going to ask Cody is, what does IC rated mean? So we'll go ahead and type that into Cody. What does IC rated mean? And the answer that we get, recessed lighting that has been IC rated means that the light is protected thermally and has been designed to be installed in a location surrounded by insulation. Okay, so if you're an apprentice and you're wondering what IC rating means, then there's your answer. So you've got to be careful. You've got to be aware that of where you're going to be installing your light fixtures. You know, similarly to if the light's going to be going in a bathroom, you know, is the trim rated to be in a bathroom location, in a damp location? Is the fixture rated to be surrounded by insulation? You don't want a house burning down because the fixture overheated and started a fire because of being surrounded by the insulation. You don't want a fire to be on your head, and you want to make sure that you've covered all your bases in case everything happens. So just be aware, just make sure, especially, you know, I was just reading in another forum today about a contractor that had gone in, and on his receipt, on his invoice to the customer, he had filled in, or his line item was that he had replaced the fixture with an IC rated fixture and covered up with insulation. When the inspector went in and checked it out, the fixture was actually non-IC rated, and it was on the label of the fixture. And so that could cause a lot of problems later on down the road if something bad were to happen. So make sure you're aware of where the location that you're putting the fixture, and make sure you're getting the correct type of fixture. So thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the 30 Days of Cody. Hopefully you have gone over to electricianslibrary.com/Cody by now. That's electricianslibrary.com/CODEY. And you've learned about Cody, and hopefully you're getting on board with the pre-sale and getting in line for that. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll be back in your ears tomorrow with another question and answer from Cody. Until then, stay grounded.